across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
We're talking Macmillan Coffee Morning. It's a real pleasure to welcome back to the studio Jade Lambert from Macmillan. Hello, Jade.
Hello.
Remind me what your official title is.
My official title is Fundraising Manager for Cambridgeshire.
Okie dokie. And you've got one of your volunteers with you as well. This is Graham. Very good afternoon to you, Graham.
Good afternoon.
And what's your official title?
I'm a volunteer, which in the world of Macmillan is somewhere near the bottom of it.
Oh, I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's way up near the top.
Definitely not.
We're going to talk about volunteering in just a second. But first of all, as we said, it's Coffee Morning coming up. We were sort of comparing notes between us. It's been going for a while, this, now, hasn't it?
Yeah, first one taking place in 1991, with only 2,600 supporters. We now have hundreds of thousands of supporters that take part in it across the country. Last year, we made $26.9 million from Coffee Morning
alone. My goodness. Now, just remind us, for those who don't know, and I can't believe there's anybody listening who doesn't know, but remind us what Macmillan by and large does.
So Macmillan Cancer Support is a charity that is in place to provide unique services for people living with cancer, all the way through from diagnosis to during their treatment and into recovery or palliative care.
Now you see stuff on the telly about it, and I know because a friend of mine is going through it, as are countless people who are listening. I know it is a very cold, isolating place to be, isn't it, when you've got cancer? It's an extremely lonely and frightening place.
It can be, but it doesn't have to be, and that's what Macmillan is here for. We're trying to tackle that, from emotional support, practice support, even to financial support. We're definitely in a position trying to change that.
So 2.6 million quid, that goes quite nicely towards the pot, doesn't it, really?
It does, but cancer diagnoses are increasing,
so we need
to keep funding. We're going to try and top that this year. So that's what we're here today for listeners. If you're interested, you might be in a position to host a Coffee Morning, or if you log on to the Coffee Morning website, there's a search function where you can look at local public Coffee Mornings that are happening in your area that you could maybe attend.
So how do these work? What is a Macmillan Coffee Morning?
Well, this is my first year at Macmillan, so I've not actually...
You've not done one?
I've not done one, so...
Oh, well, a couple more years, you'll have the spare tyre around the middle.
I have
attended... It's not good for your diet, I'll tell you that. Macmillan Coffee Morning is not good for your diet.
I have attended one before, but Graham is in a much better position to tell you about Coffee Mornings.
OK, go on then, Graham. Well, how does Coffee Morning work?
Basically, it's a very simple concept, really, that people, businesses open up their home or open up their offices and basically do coffee for often customers, clients, friends, etc. And they sort of corral them, if you want, into this area where coffees are sold to people, coffees, cakes, that sort of thing. And very simply, you know, if it ain't bust, don't mend it. Mm. It seems to be extremely successful. All right, some people do go off sometimes on a bit of a tangent, but at the end of the day, most of them are pretty simple organisations, you know, and the more that there are organised, funnily enough, the better we do, you know, it's as simple as that.
And you are allowed to cheat, aren't you? Because a lot of people think, you know, oh, coffee and cake, oh, no goodness, my baking skills are poor, but you can cheat, can't you? You are allowed to cheat, you are allowed to buy cakes.
Of course. So one of our partners, one of our biggest partnerships is with Marks and Spencer's, and they do a whole range of cakes that you can go in and buy for Coffee Morning, and part of the money you spend on those cakes goes towards us as well.
There you go. So you've even started, even when you're first prepping it, you've already put money in the pot.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Shall I tell you, we've done quite a few Coffee Mornings over the years here. I think it's six or seven, maybe even longer than that, because, as you say, it just comes around year after year. Mm. Last year we did a bit of a thing with the mayor, the long-lamented Nigel Gawthrop, who's sadly no longer with us, but Nigel and the deputy mayor at the time, Gerry Bird, who's, of course, current mayor, they went off and visited all the other Macmillan Coffee Mornings that were on the go in Cambridge, because Nigel wanted to beat the previous mayor's record of visiting 10. He said, I want your help on doing this, so I'll need to get round a few more than that. So we organised a car, thanks to Panther Taxis, to take Gerry Bird, a seven-seater to take Gerry around. So Julian and Lucy on breakfast. Julian went with Nigel. Lucy went with Gerry Bird. And they visited 23 Coffee Mornings last year.
Wow.
So we thought, OK, how do we top that this year? Do you want to know what our plan is? I spoke to somebody from your place this morning who rang up just to check whether we were doing it and this. And our idea for this year is Macmillan-aroo.
McMillanaroo.
McMillanaroo. It's like Deliveroo. It's for those people who can't get to a... I can't believe you can't get to a coffee morning, but some people could be housebound for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah.
And just... Or too elderly or whatever, infirm, can't get out.
Yeah.
So what we figured is we're going to have loads of cake here. And the last thing we need to be doing is eating it, because we do rather get through it. So we figured if people texted and emailed or rang in during the coffee morning, we'll take orders. And we've got bikes with baskets on the front, and if it's a bit further out, we've got a couple of people with cars. Not very environmentally friendly, but it's raising money for charity, so we'll do it. We will deliver coffee or tea and a cake of your choice or a slice of cake. We'll tell you what we've got here. We'll take your order. We'll bring it out to you in return for a donation.
That's such a great idea. And you're in such a good position to do that. I can't wait to hear how you
get on. Can't wait either. I think I'm down as a delivery driver. So my knowledge of Cambridge and the surrounding area is going to hopefully get... So, yeah, McMillanaroo we're going to do on the morning of coffee morning.
Will you give estimated delivery times?
Oh, yeah, you could track us on an app. That'll be... He's stuck in traffic. But we'll have thermoses and flasks, so your coffee won't be cold. We'll bring it out in a flask and we'll deliver it to you. So that's our plan. Well, there'll be more about it nearer the time.
That's great. That's so great. That's a really good idea.
So let's talk about volunteering with McMillan, because it does sound like you're quite fun to work for.
Yes, definitely. So volunteering opportunities with McMillan. I think there's a stigma around volunteering opportunities in general with charities that it has to be rigid and quite time consuming. But with us, if you're looking for a flexible ad hoc volunteering opportunity, then it might be a good idea for you to have a look at the McMillan Action Team. You can volunteer in varied roles, such as helping out at fundraising events, bucket collections in shopping centres and stations and gigs and festivals, supporting community events, and there's also opportunities to cheer and help out at our major challenge events like the Mighty Hikes.
Right.
Last month, Action Team volunteers in East of England collected at Newmarket Race Day, handed out medals at a memorial run, and bucket collected at major superstores. Volunteering gives you a chance to make a real difference. Mm. And it's worth mentioning as well that if you're a student and you're looking to go into the world of work, employers really value having had volunteering experiences as well.
Well, it's all public facing, it's all just good experience, isn't it?
And it shows that you're dedicated to being part of your community as well.
Excellent.
Really important.
All right, so let's meet a man who's been doing this for a while. So, Graham, tell us your story and how you got involved with McMillan.
Originally, I was looking for something to do. I'm retired, and primarily two reasons, really, at the end of the day. The first one was I wanted to give something back to society in general, and also, to be quite blunt about it, boredom. And I and many other people must, you know, after working over 40 years, suddenly, bang, there's no reason to get up in the morning.
No.
Suddenly. So bored.
Sounds like a great idea. It's actually terrible, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And I always, when I speak to people about retirement, they always say to me, oh, it's a goal, you know. Well, just simmer down a bit on the goal, because it is this 40-year and suddenly there's nothing there.
Mm.
So obviously for me, McMillan came along at the right time, at the right place, to enable me to get out there. Originally, I was taken on as an ambassador for Cambridgeshire, and basically giving presentations to groups of people, to perhaps clubs, this sort of thing. So a bit about McMillan, what we do, what we are, and a little bit about what Jade said there as well online. That has how it started for me. It then developed into collecting cheques, giving a little bit of a presentation as well about thank you very much that you've donated X pounds to us. But I found that really I want to do a little bit more. So I joined a local fundraising group, of which there are in Cambridgeshire four, all pretty active at the end of the day. What seems to be work with those is ones that work on a 12-month basis. Some of them only work on a perhaps for the coffee morning or round the coffee morning. So the Wisbeach group that I am a member of, in fact, I'm now the treasurer thereof. Don't ask me how that happened. But at the end of the day, that's how I became with McMillan. So after that, I thought, what else can I do for McMillan? Bearing in mind the service side is very important. This is, as Jay side said actually delivering the service that we say we can do. And I actually work in South Lincolnshire for that as well. So that's working in a hospital. It could be sort of outreach work, that sort of thing.
Now, it strikes me that you, in a professional career, it strikes me that you had quite a sort of senior role by the sound of it. Just meeting you for the first time, you're the sort of person who was probably meeting clients and customers and whatever. And it's the way that you've built on those skills. You haven't just abandoned all those skills because you finished work and now I'm going to go and shake a bucket. Actually, you can use all those are skills that Macmillan presumably are not crying out for, but extremely useful.
Yeah, absolutely. For my the last 20 years of my life, it was basically giving presentations to groups of people. Not about Macmillan, I might quickly
add,
but about money. And so quite used to having 20, 30 people sat in front of you. And it does take quite a lot of confidence to do it. And I wouldn't say 20 years ago I was particularly good at it either. But having got that skill set, obviously that can be moved across to Macmillan. And I would say that anybody who has a particular skill set in many cases could use that and use that with the Macmillan world as well.
Absolutely. And as we were saying earlier, you know, as I said, for those who've never heard of you, and I can't believe there is anybody who has never heard. And that's another thing, isn't it? It's a nationally known, trusted name.
Absolutely.
So you're working for a big organisation, but it's a big organisation that, you know, God forbid any of us ever need. I hope I never speak or hear from any of you. And I don't mean that nastily.
No.
Yep. But I speak for so many people. But if you do, it's just wonderful to know when you hear that name, suddenly it's just it's a reassurance, isn't it? It's like, thank goodness, there's somebody there who knows how all this works,
yeah.
Who knows the route for each of us is going to be slightly different, but at least you do know how it works. So that must be quite nice to be volunteering for an organisation that is nationally known and trusted.
It is indeed. One of the things that we always come across is that as a national charity, you've got various local charities as well. And always the argument is that, you know, we give our money to something round the corner sort of syndrome. But what people have to remember with Macmillan is that we actually do use the money locally. So although we might be a national charity, and some people find that very hard to sort of get into the grey matter, that in fact that the money is spent locally. I can give you the example for Wisbeach. The organisation spent last year £78,000 for the people in the Wisbeach area.
There you go. And I mean, from our point of view as a radio station, you're absolutely right. We support all the little charities who don't get a voice, who find it hard to make themselves heard. But we're also right here every year with the Macmillan Coffee Morning because we know what it means as well. Absolutely. Yeah. So I think you do an amazing job. It's lovely to meet you. So if people want to get involved, Jade, where do they sign?
So if you want to have a look at opportunities, see what might be suited for you that we can offer, I would recommend going to our volunteering village, which you can find at macmillan.org.uk.
Okay.
If you want to know more about what's going on locally or in terms of volunteering opportunities and you want to get involved and you're sure, you can get in touch with me, which is jlambert@macmillan.org.uk.
And if you're driving along and you can't write that down, just send us a text or an email here in the studio when you're parked up and we'll give you those details right back. That's lovely. And don't forget, it's Friday the 27th of September. It's an excuse for us all to abandon the diet for a day. I've been going down the gym. I've been telling everybody I'm going down the gym because we're doing the dragon boat race at the weekend. It's not. I've been training for your coffee morning.
Yeah.
Because I might be able to cycle this bike as well. And the last thing you want is me wheezing and puffing coming up your driveway. That's Friday the 27th of September. There's going to be coffee mornings all around Cambridge. And you say, if you go to the website, you can search for where your nearest one is.
Yep. And it's also, if you want to host, it's not too late to sign up. You can get logged on, sign up, and we'll send you a pack.
Fantastic. If you're wanting to get involved with us down here at Gwydir Street, we'll be open for business as usual. We'll have the marquee outside and everything else. And we will be launching Macmillanaroo for a one-day-only service, one morning only. Lord knows who you're going to get delivering to your door. It might be Julian, it might be Lucy, it might be one of us. So you're going to get one of the Cambridge 105 staff delivering coffee, tea and cake to your order, to your door on coffee morning. So, looking forward to that. Lovely to see you again, Jade. Lovely to meet you, Graham.
Thank you very much indeed
for coming in. That's Jade Lambert. She's community fundraiser for, is that right? Did I get it right?
Yeah.
Excellent. For Cambridgeshire, for Macmillan, and one of their long-serving volunteers. That is Graham. Thanks very much indeed for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you.